So I'm going down the road to whack Lewis. I see you sitting there, and I get a plan. The plan is that I execute Sal and Lewis striker style. Then I leave some high-quality H spilled in the boat and on the barrel so the cops figure out the operation and shut it down. Now, no one's left to talk about me behind my back. And I'm too risky for Stryker to use for a while. And the beauty of it is that Sal and Lewis get pinned on Ramirez thanks to you. I'm sure when you made your statement to the cops, you told them all about Ramirez buzzing by you at the gas station. I still don't understand why you're here, holding me at gunpoint. I can't take a chance on Ramirez talking to the cops, and maybe they come to the conclusion he's really as dumb as he looks. Or maybe he tells them I borrowed his car, and they believe him. So I'm going to have you put a bullet in him. Then there's no Benito, no Sal, no Lewis. What about Stephanie? There's not going to be any Stephanie either. He had the phone base shoved into his slacks. He plugged it into my bedroom wall jack and dialed. My man, he said when the connection was made, I've got a girl here who wants attention. Something was said at the other end. Stephanie Plum, Jimmy answered. She's at home, waiting for you. And Benito, make sure no one sees you. Maybe you better come up the fire escape. The conversation was severed and the phone discarded. Is this what happened to Carmen? I asked. Christ, Carmen was a mercy killing. I don't know how she ever made it home. By the time we heard about it, she'd already called Morelli. Now what? He leaned back against the wall. Now we wait. What happens when Ramirez gets here? I turn my back while he does his thing. Then I shoot him with your gun. By the time the police show up, you'll both have bled to death. And there'll be no more loose ends. He was deadly serious. He was going to watch while Ramirez raped and tortured me, and then he was going to make sure I was mortally injured.